Yes, Father, as we come to your presence, we pray that you will walk with us this morning as we hear your word, as we continue to bring our praise with our listening heart before you. Open our hearts and minds that we may receive what you have for us today, at this moment in time, in this place, through your Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning to you. It's nice to be back here into the preaching booth in the pulpit. I've been ill. I've been so ill, honestly. Man's flu is like giving birth. I've said it. It's worse, I think. My wife is happy now. She is very poorly blessed. She missed work. She even missed church. For the first time ever being poor, so you can imagine she's not well. I took a breakfast in bed this morning and a cup of coffee. She didn't want to know me. Get out of my sight. So I went. Quickly, but gently. Well, this morning as we embark on this new series of the new year, we should have started really 3 weeks ago, but because I was poorly, I'm starting it today, so you will bear with me. We'll go through the different aspects of faith, looking at different characters of the Bible at a pace in my own time, and I will catch up eventually with what the teams are saying Sunday by Sunday. I will catch up next week, I think. But as it is the custom every year, remember that in the last few years I took a specific character from the Bible, like whether it was Job or Joseph or wherever it was that we looked at, or Esther, and we looked at, and I preach entirely like between now and Easter, looking at their lives and exploring their walk with God. So this year I decided I'll do a little bit different. I'll choose Hebrews 11, and there you have a few people who are commended by God as people who live by faith. So rather than looking at one character of Scripture throughout the season till Easter, we're going to look at a few characters as we go Sunday by Sunday to their life of faith, life hidden with God and in God. But this custom every year, I'd like to remind you again of what we are all about. That this is the vision that this church has. It's a vision that has been here for many, many years, and we believe is very, very biblical. We are here to bring glory to God and worship in everything we do, in everything we say or live by. We want to bring glory. We want the name of God to be glorified. We want Him to be good first in our lives. And the way we do that, that in such a way we want to reflect that others will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, come into a living relationship, not a religious one, but in a living, full of life relationship with Jesus. Not a traditional one, not even a Baptist one, but a living relationship that is a one-to-one encounter with the living Christ. Not a knowledge of the Scripture, not a knowledge about God, but it is a living of day by day with God. And we want, of course, to become a Spirit-led community. That is day by day in everything we do, from university to work, to pulpit, to neighborhood, to our homes. We want to become a Spirit-led community, that His name is glorified in and through us. And this is our vision. This is how we're going to do that. We're going to do it in worship, through our gifting and service, and we're going to do it through our evangelism, through our relationship with one another, and through our growth, through our service, through our discipling, relational encounters with one another and with Christ. We're going to do it through all these things together. This is our vision. We want to glorify God together, and this is how we're going to do it. And yet in the last few years, we look at that and we said that part of between now and 2020, or 3-4 years ago and 2020, probably beyond that, is that we want to become disciples who make disciples. We don't just want to get this incredible light that we receive from God and keep it under the bushel. But we want to spread that out. And we want to become people that God channels His love and His grace in and through us to other people out there. And boy, don't we live in such times now that we need to do that more than ever? Have we not had enough of the news that is so doom and gloom? No hope, no faith. Yet God calls us together to be people who will spread the aroma of His love, of hope, of joy, of celebration in the midst of tribulation. Remember Peter, that we just finished the series in the autumn. And this is what we want to become: disciples who will bring others into that kingdom, who will nourish and will bring others to know Him. It's based on Matthew 4, follow me and I will make you fisher of men. It says following Christ, not a religion, not even just one scripture, not a tradition. It is following Him. And it is Him who will, He will make, I will make you. It is Christ who will make us those disciples that will go and bring the nets in. We want to become disciples who make disciples. And we want to glorify that God in our life through that. And that's the definition that we came the best of. A disciple is a person who is following Christ. He called us. Is being changed by Christ. I will make you. And is committed to the mission of Christ. We have a mission. We have a purpose. And we have an incredible privilege to share in the mission we got. I don't get tired of repeating and sharing that with you. What a privilege it is to serve Christ in that way, to represent Him to a broken world. A world that, as David reminds us, lacks hope, let alone faith and courage and joy. What a privilege it is in the midst of such times that we may live for Him, become disciples who make disciples of Jesus Christ. The reason, one of the two reasons why I wanted to start Hebrews 11 this year in this series is that it's a personal thing. Anyone can believe when the sun is shining, when everything goes right, when money are plenty, when all the friendships are right and they should be, and the singing in church is good. We can all believe in God at that time. It's more difficult when the cancer returns, when your spouse betrays you, when you lose your job, when the pastor disappoints you, and your marriage falls apart. It is a personal thing, and we need faith, both in the sunshine and in the clouds of life. It's also that faith is very badly misunderstood. Many people would agree with that little boy who said, faith is believing what is known is not true. Fake news today. Or they think faith is the opposite of rational thought. That if we have faith, we don't have to think issues through. We do. We do. Love the Lord with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. Mind too. Faith is also, number three, is better illustrated and explained. This is one of the main reasons that I've chosen chapter 11 of Hebrews. Because you can try and preach and explain faith as much as we do, but at the end of the day, faith is best explained if we see it in someone's life. And we got a few people here that God's commend to us. Abel, Cain, Rahab, David, Daniel. Just to mention a few that we're going to look at their life of faith, their life hidden with God. And I really look forward to this series. It shows us that faith looks beyond the what it is to what it can be. And my prayer it is that throughout this series, as Luke said this, Lord, increase our faith. As we hear the stories, as we share God's challenging promises, as we hear how He intervened in people's lives and how they responded by faith in prayer, in walking with God, in living a place, in doing something else new. Everything by faith. And this is my prayer, that we will have that kind of courage to say, Lord, increase our faith as we hear to these incredible stories. Everything happens by faith. Faith is never meant to be a one-time experience. It grows all the time. It is tempting to fall into that trap because we put so much emphasis on being saved by faith. We talk about accepting Christ by faith, receiving Christ, trusting Christ by faith, and giving our heart to Christ by faith. We challenge people to respond in faith to the gospel invitation. This is all well and good, but sometimes we leave the impression that having been saved by faith, for the rest of our lives we have to just do nothing. We don't need faith no more, because we don't need it. We live faith from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, even in our sleep and in our dreams. We need faith all the time. The same faith that saves us is the faith that carries us from day to day, from a sunny day to a more cloudy one. This is what the scripture said. The righteous shall live by his faith. And we are told that the gospel reveals the righteousness that is by faith and faith alone and not by works. The whole Christian life is a life of faith. We are saved by faith. We are kept by faith. We walk by faith. We endure by faith. We rejoice by faith. Serve by faith. Love by faith. Sacrifice by faith. Pray by faith. Worship by faith. Everything we do, we breathe by faith and faith alone. We get married in faith and we have children by faith. We go to university in faith that one day we might have a good job. Everything we do by faith. Otherwise, it's no point or not much worth doing. Because God himself, as the song reminded us, is faithful. He honors those who learn to live by faith day by day. What is faith and how does it work? In verse 4, we are told that by faith, Abel. Verse 5, Enoch. 7, Noah. Abraham, 8. Verse 11, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses' parent, Moses. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea, verse 29, Hebrews 11. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell, Joshua, verse 30. By faith, Rahab the prostitute, by faith. It's a huge gap between the good, great child of faith, Abraham, and Rahab at the end. Because we tend to think that faith is only for those big people who, ministers and pastors who are regarded like this. Faith is for everyone, and it affects every single one of us, from Abel and Abraham to Rahab and beyond. And I love how here the writer says here, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, they and all the other heroes of faith are summarized like this, who through faith, all those names in Hebrews 11, who through faith conquer kingdoms by faith, administer justice and gain what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quench the fury of the flames, and escape the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead and raised to life again, all by faith and faith alone. By faith. But that is only part of the story, because verses 35 following says, others, who knows how many others, including you and me today, including those who seek asylum today in this country, where torturers refuse to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some facing chains and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison, all because of their faith. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated because of their faith. The world was not worthy of them. We are called in today's age, like I said before, now more than ever, to live by faith. Whether the news comes from Brexit, from USA, wherever it comes from, this is the time for the church to live a different life, a life of hope and of faith. And this truth remains: love, hope, faith, and love. And amongst them is love. In all of that is the description. Because of their faith, they choose to live by faith in love. These men and women who endure such torment were living by faith just as much as Noah and Abraham and Rahab and Joshua and Moses and you and me today. Their faith was no weaker. If anything, their faith was stronger because it enabled them to endure incredible suffering. Their faith was stronger by the circumstances that they were going through and not just by their attendance to church. And verse 39 gives us a summary statement of the whole list out of this verse 39 of just chapter 11 of Hebrews. I will come back to it. But they all were commended for their faith. I wonder if people could one day say the same about us. I wish nothing more on my tombstone. Those words will be there. Emilian was commended for his faith. Faith in God, faith in the hope that there is that comes from Jesus Christ. Faith that everything can be done in Christ and through him in our lives. These were all commended for their faith. As we stand back and study this list, there are two, three things that come to my mind. That those individuals are so widely separated by time, space, personality, individual achievements. They are joined by one common factor. We said we have Abraham, who was a righteous guy, but then Elijah and Moses, who led the people of God out of Egypt into the promised land, Joshua and so on. But then you have Rahab. You have other people in there. And they all had one common factor. That what they did by faith, and faith alone. Hebrews 11:1, I love this. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. That second bit of the words where this is the good old King James Version. It says that, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance is an unusual word that refers to the essential nature of things, of faith. It was sometimes used of the foundation of a house. And outside of the New Testament was used for the little deed to a piece of property. Faith is the title deed to things in the future, things hoped for. It is the foundation for the building of God's kingdom. It is by faith that we pray your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. It is by faith that we come to this to remember that one day, when we endure today through and we go through, it will remind us of the Messianic banquet when we are being to his presence. It is by faith that we do this as a reminder of Christ's life for us that flows from that to an empty tomb and to that today, reminder of the time to come into his kingdom, into the heavenly realm. And verse 2 asks this. This is what the ancients were commended for. That word, the ancient word to use there. And when that writer mentions the ancients, he's talking about the Old Testament sense. Like Noah, again, Moses, David, Ruth, Esther, Job, Daniel, and all the others who trusted in God. And the text, that passage literally says, they receive a witness. In some churches, when preachers get excited, they will say, can I get a witness here? And people go, amen. And that's what verse 2 means. They are commended for their faith. And when those words are written for us, by faith, Abel. By faith, Cain. By faith, Abraham. We're supposed to stand up and cheer and say, amen, by faith. Indeed. Look what Moses did by faith. Look what Daniel did by faith. Look what... But the main thing is this. The one day when we're going to be into his kingdom, drinking that into his presence, I only imagine Jesus calling us forward to share the cup with him and says, hey, heaven rejoice. Look what Emilia did by faith. Look what Steve, look what Mary, look what Jackie, look what Chia did by faith in me. Come and take part into the eternal banquet that is lying out for you. It is by faith that you trust me to come into my kingdom. Wonderful words that I'm sure we'll hear from God's own lips. God loves it when his people dare to trust him. Joseph Tsong, a Romanian preacher, that I had the privilege to hear him preach a couple of times when I was a young man. God loves it when his people dare to trust him. When we show, he said, outrageous faith in him. Outrageous faith in him. He loves it so much that he bears witness to the world that his people belong to him. Time, culture, language, history, a vast gap between us all, Adam, Abraham, and us today. Faith believes what others do not believe. Faith sees what others do not see. Faith does what others do not want to do. True faith is never passive. True faith moves us to act, to do, to try, to build, to attempt, to go on the reach, to expand, to say no to sin and yes to righteousness, to join, to speak out, to move forward, to dream big dreams, that there will be a community of people who will worship the Lord on the ridge and beyond. It is by faith that David and Wanda went to Nigeria. It is by faith that many of you serve God in the ministries in which we are, whether it's in school, universities, banks. It is by faith that you do it. And God commends you for that. It is by faith that we do what we do. Have you ever been in a situation where you need to outrageously trust in God? Where you feel the only thing left is just let God be God. Where you've got, you run out of visions, of techniques, of strategies, of money and everything else. And you think, I've got nothing else to learn. I need to leave it to God. Whether it's a job, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship, whether it's finance, whatever it is, you come to the bottom line, at the end of the rope, and you say, I need to trust God in this. You know what? Probably that's the most important and best spiritual worship, act of worship that you can offer to God. It is at that time when you say, all I've got is two loaves and a bit of fish. You take it. And do what you may with it. That could be the most powerful act of surrender and worship that you can do to God. This is what faith is. Hard to explain it, but I'll do my best in the next 10, 11 Sundays between now and Easter to bring some of the aspects of this incredible faith that God has given us. We will never. Because faith is not a feeling, but is a daily choice that we make. We will never progress in the spiritual life as long as we stay on that playing field of our feelings. If Noah had waited to say, well, it's Sunday, you tell me to build an ark, a boat now. Look at the weather. What's going on? He built up by faith and he was commended because he knew and trusted God's promise.
that the flood will come. It's a conscious choice that we make to live by faith. In spite of the circumstances that surround us day by day. I'm going to finish in a minute. Faith acts even in the face of the doubt that we see, opposition that we see day by day. If we wait until all the circumstances in the world come right for us and everything is favorable and we have no illnesses and we have no more debts and we have no more mortgages and everything is good, boy, we don't need faith then. If we wait for our doubts to disappear, we'll have to wait a long time because doubts will never disappear. Someone said that faith is belief plus unbelief and acting on the belief bit. Faith is belief plus unbelief, but acting on the first bit, on the belief bit. They go parallel. Faith sees what others do not see, and this is one of the most important bits I want to say this morning. It took me half an hour to say, but here we are. Faith, and it's a definition that I've got from Philip Yancey, means believing in advance, before it actually happens, what will only make sense in reverse. I love that definition. Faith is believing in advance, what will only make sense when you look back on things and say, oh yeah, God was in this. But I have to come with my loaves and fishes and say, here they are, take them. It's scary, it's demeaning, might be even humiliating, but I'm going to trust you for the things that one day will make sense in my life. Because you've got a good plan for me, not to destroy me, but to prosper me and to grow me in your likeness. The world says seeing is believing. God says believing is seeing. We believe, therefore we see what is not to be seen yet, but one day will be fully revealed. Since our faith rests on Jesus Christ, the essence of faith is following him wherever he leads. I remember this when we were children. I tried to translate as much as I could in English, but I think I found a very similar one. In Romania, the word faith has about 11 words. In English, it's only 5. So look at this acrostic. Forsaking all, I take him. Forsaking all, I take him. This is what faith is all about. Circumstances will be all around us. Good, bad, illness, mortgage, whatever, relationships. Forsaking all, I take him. Our goal is not to understand, but is to follow. To follow Christ wherever he leads, whatever it costs. And the word of Christ to all of us is always the same. I started at the very beginning to that small little vision. Come and follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. Come and follow me. This is what faith is all about. Is to go and follow. And in the process, God will make us, transform us into the disciples that will look more and more like him. It must be going. We must respond to that call. To be a disciple of Christ means to get on the Jesus road, as someone called it, and follow wherever it takes you. No guarantees, no deals, no special promises, dare I say. You simply walk the road every day, following your master's steps. It might not be easy. It might not even be safe. But you will never regret that walk in faith with him. Ever and ever and ever. Faith is the law of the kingdom. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. With faith, he is so proud of all that we do for him and achieve for him. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Rahab. By faith, Moses. By faith, Jacob. By faith, John. by friend, by fame, Mary. I wonder how many more other names could be added to that list of Hebrews 11. By faith, we all live to glorify God and to be the disciples that He wants us to be, to bring hope and love to a world that lives by chance, by lack, by fear, by distrust, disbelief. We are called to live by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the word that calls us to live by faith, challenges to believe in things that are not yet seen, commanding us to trust in the midst of circumstances that are difficult and hard to believe. Lord, I pray that as a congregation, as people, as individuals, as we stand together in your presence, you will give us the gift of faith to continue to trust in you, so that by faith we as individuals and as a church will glorify you. By faith we want to move mountains for you. By faith we want to endure hardship. By faith, we want to live a life that is pleasant, honorable to you, even in the midst of difficulties, sickness, troubles, disbelief. Lord, by faith, we want to live for you. Enable us, your Spirit, to continue to do so for the rest of our lives, especially in these challenging times that we